हरे कृष्णा। सोशल एक्टिविज्म इज द बाय प्रोडक्ट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल एक्टिविज्म, नॉट इट्स पर्पस। स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज ऑफन सीन नाउ डेज इन यूटिलिटेरियन टर्म्स। यूटिलिटेरियन टर्म्स मीन्स दैट व्हाट द स्पिरिचुअलिटी ऑफर टू अस प्रैक्टिकली। What's if spirituality doesn't contribute to social well-being, then it is of no value. And if it contributes, then it is of some value. Now, definitely, so spirituality does offer tangible social contributions. When people are more spiritual, then they are less selfish, they are less exploitative. They are less materialistic, and thus we can have greater sharing, greater caring, greater harmony, and greater equitability in society, all of which are laudable and cherished goals in any egalitarian society. So spirituality does offer social benefits, but we should know that spirituality is not meant for society per se. Society is meant for spirituality. That means the purpose of human existence and purpose of human existence as a social community, as society, what is that? Now, we may all have the best of our social organizations. We may have prosperous society. But ultimately, we are all doomed to die. And that is something which no amount of social activism can avoid. So recognizing this, we need to know that we ourselves are meant for spiritual eternal existence. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. That Brahma Jigyasa is human beings are meant to inquire about spiritual substance, about spiritual reality. And thus, by inquiring about spiritual reality, we progress towards spiritual reality and we attain spiritual reality. And therein, all our aspirations for love, happiness and life eternal are fulfilled when we are reconnected with the all-attractive Supreme in loving devotion. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 5.25, when it says labante brahma nirvanam rishaya kshina kalmashaha chinnadvaidhayata atmana sarvabhuta hitairatah. It says labante brahma nirvanam. So one attains spiritual existence, liberation and spiritual reality when rishaya kshina kalmashaha. The rishis, the sages, kshina kalmashaha, having been purified of everything else. Chinnadvaidha yatatmanaha. Chinnadvaidha yatatmanaha. They are freed from all duality and they are renunciates. Sarvabhutahiterataha. Sarvabhutahiterataha. They are engaged in the welfare of all living beings. So now these are yatatmana. They are renunciates. That means they are spiritualists who are focusing on ultimate success. But that doesn't mean that they neglect society. They actually do welfare for society. But that welfare, why are they motivated to do that? Because they see the connectedness of the whole cosmos. At a spiritual level, they see that all living beings are like them. They are all spiritual. We are all part of one cosmic family. And when we understand this and we try to connect, act on that vision naturally thereafter, then we work for the welfare of all living beings. So here, spiritual activism means recognizing that we all want eternal life and that at the material level, we are all sentenced to death. So to be freed from the sentence of death, we need to raise our consciousness to the spiritual level. So the activities and the endeavors we do this for this purpose of raising our consciousness to the spiritual level, that is spiritual activism. And spiritual activism is it, because spirituality doesn't mean rejecting the world, but including the world in connecting it with its spiritual source. So spiritual activism automatically engenders social activism. But spiritual activism is ultimately meant for not just improving society at the material level, but for elevating the members of society to the spiritual level and liberating them from material existence. This transcendental aspect of spirituality is overlooked and neglected when we evaluate spirituality only in terms of its social activistic contribution. Rather, when we see holistically, we understand that spirituality is not meant to contribute to society, although it does definitely contribute to society, but rather society is meant to contribute to spirituality. Society is meant to be arranged in such a way that people can pursue spiritual growth and ultimately attain spiritual liberation from material existence, thereby fulfilling their hopes for lasting love, life and happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.